Hey, and welcome to Philip Dialogues. This is the place where we dive into the minds of entrepreneurs, creators, publishers, and innovative thinkers. Whether you're starting a business, exploring field marketing, or wanting to take to the next level, join me as we explore digital insights and tactics shaping the future together. Hey, and welcome to a new episode of Affiliate Dialogues. New name, new year, and I'm so happy that you're here because today's episode is a little bit different. It's just gonna be me, your host, Hannah, and I want to take this opportunity to introduce myself, to share why I started this podcast, and also to let you know what you can expect in the future. So yeah, grab a coffee or a chai, get comfortable, and let's dive in. So first of all, why did we change the name from Digital Dialogues to Affiliate Dialogues? So when I was thinking about a name in the first place, I wanted to have a name which is easy to understand. So when I tell people these things, they can easily look up for it. But then I realized that already so many other people had this idea of this name. So I was thinking about a name which is more connected, like more in the niche market, because that's what I will also talk about today, that it's still like a very niche theme and people should easily find this when they're looking for affiliate marketing. So yeah, I'm really happy that we changed this name now. So this podcast is now called Affiliate Dialogues. So in the beginning, I just wanted to share some facts about me. Who am I? I'm 24 years old and I'm currently studying communication studies in Malta. I'm from Germany, which you can probably hear from my accent. But yeah, I was born in the southwest of Germany in a city called Mannheim. And then when I was 19, I wanted to see the world. Like, I was like, I'm going to move to Berlin. And that's what I did. So when I was 19 and I finished high school, I packed all my stuff and moved to Berlin. That was quite crazy looking back. But I'm still very grateful for this big step because in the end, all these options shaped my personality and yeah, made me the person I am today. So basically, when I finished high school, I wanted to do something practical and not like to immediately start university or like just to jump into like theory stuff and study and study and study. So I choose an apprenticeship for me because with an apprenticeship in Germany, you can combine theory and practical studies. So yeah, I was really interested in events, in traveling and tourism, and of course in marketing. So I applied as a marketing and communication assistant, and luckily I found a place at Advanced Store, a performance marketing company in Berlin. And yeah, I still remember my first job interview. I was really nervous because I was still like this little girl from the small town, but I felt immediately comfortable and I really enjoyed to have this flexible program. For me, starting my career in marketing communication as an apprenticeship to become a marketing and communication assistant was the perfect combination because I really enjoyed the model of like going to school 1.5 days in a week and the other days to be in the company. So how long have I been in field marketing? I've been in the field for 5 years now because, yeah, as I said, I already started with 19 and then I had my exam and I finished when I was 22, which is quite early. Like I was one of the first of my friends who actually like had like a big girl job already because I decided to stay in the company. Where I did my apprenticeship at Advanced Store. Really appreciated this experience because doing these 2.5 years, learned so many different things. I went from the advertiser team to the publisher team to the marketing team. So I had also a part for my creative side and also for the operative side. So an apprenticeship gives you the opportunity to see a company from different sides, if the company is open to teach you all the different sides. And I was really grateful that, I could see all the different teams and learn, and also to find my area where I want to stay. So when I finished and I stayed in the company, I transitioned to Adformat, which is its own business unit under Advanced Store. So then I was working in the publisher team, taking care of clients. I worked as a key account manager, and it was also a great experience because I always appreciated the contact to the all different people and having this exchange and communication. And then after working in the publisher team for like 2 years, I decided that I want to get also a deeper understanding of communication, and so I decided to apply at University of Malta to do my bachelor degree. And here I am right now doing my communication studies plus working and sharing awareness for affiliate marketing in the name of Adformat. So yeah, I can really say it was, or it still is, a journey filled with challenges, learning curves, and exciting growth. And yeah, working affiliate marketing from such a young age has given me unique insights. And this is my next point. Because why did I start this podcast? Why is it about affiliate marketing? What is my idea behind this? And what can you expect? So first of all, I believe we need more young women in affiliate marketing. It's such an exciting field with so much potential, and I really want to share my knowledge and experience to help others to learn and to grow. And also what I realized during the last years was that it was still like a very niche topic. For example, of course, when you go to all the different events and you're talking to so many people, also when I scroll through my LinkedIn network, people are talking about affiliate marketing. And also, I think a lot of people know what it is or like using it, but they don't know like how complex it is and also what is behind it. So I just realized that many people outside of my industry, like my friends or my family, they had never even heard of it. Or yeah, as I said, if they had, they didn't really understand how it works. So outside of this bubble, I want to raise awareness and create a space where we can discuss, we can learn and grow together. And this is a mix of me sharing my expertise and me being always in this dialogue with other people to help you learn about stuff if you're new, or also if you're already in the field. I think, yeah, this is just an open space, and I really want to take this opportunity to be like, hey, we need more young women who are also representing this. And yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to combine my learning experience from the past with my current learnings and experience also for my studies. And I will use my network, which I was building in the past and also which I'm building currently in Malta. And also the goal is that it's going to be international. That's why the podcast is in English. And I also want, when I have German guests, that they speak English, so everyone has access to it. And yeah, I think this is an amazing idea. What do you think? Let me know. If you already heard few of my episodes, you know that I'm always starting with some quick fun questions. And I thought I also want to ask myself some quick fun questions, because I already did this to my past guests in my episodes. So the first question is, do you prefer working from home or working from the office? And I really have to say that I love the flexibility of working from home, because you can just wake up, have your like own slow routine, get a coffee, go for a walk. And then when you're working like fully remote, you always start, or like I started to miss the daily contact, and also working in a team and seeing people and having like team events and stuff. So for me, I really realized also during COVID that I'm a person who really, I'm very extrovert. I need to socialize. I need to talk to people. So last year I felt very lonely working from home. But this year, since I can combine uni and work again, and I can always see people and talk to people and make friends I'm much more happy. So yeah, I'm definitely a person who needs both. Are you early bird or night owl when working on projects? I would say I'm definitely an early bird because I love to wake up early and my brain just functions the best when I wake up at like 7, go for a walk, make a matcha, and then just go to the library or just like focusing on my projects immediately at like 8 a.m. Because, yeah, my brain just functions the best at this time. And I think then I try to stay focused until like 4 or 5 p.m. And then in the evening, there's nothing we can do with my brain. It's not working anymore. So I just leave the evenings for like research or like preparing scripts for the podcast. So it depends on the project, but definitely I can focus better in the morning. And the last question I picked was, if affiliate marketing was a party, what kind of guest would it be? And I would say it's definitely the smart networker. So this person who comes to a party and everyone like likes this person. So they're always like the connecting part and who brings friends and who's like the one who knows everyone. So I would say if affiliate marketing was a party, this guest would be someone who leaves the biggest slice of cake, aka commission, if you understand. So why affiliate dialogues exist? First of all, I also want to ask you the questions, what is affiliate marketing for you? Because I think if you already click this button and listen to this podcast, you already have like a connection to it, you're working in the field or you're like really interested in. So I want you to take a few seconds to think about it and see if our definitions match. So if you think about it, the word affiliate marketing, what comes into your mind, or like which products come into your mind, which countries, which sites, which communication channels, which media channels. I hope you can imagine something in your head. And for me, what my definition is let's say you bought a cool pair of sneakers, let's say Adidas Gazelle, because I really love them. And you post a picture on Instagram showing them and then telling your followers how comfortable and stylish they are. And instead of recommending them for free, you can join an affiliate program for the brand or an online store that sells those sneakers. And they're going to give you a special link, or like called affiliate link. And then you can add that link to your Instagram bio or your story and tell your followers, check out these awesome sneakers, get them here, and then you insert like the link. So when someone clicks on this link, buys the sneakers, the company tracks the sale and gives you a small commission as a thank you for bringing them to a customer. And often this person who buys this shoe is not aware of it, or like can be aware of it, but yeah, then it's like the company that rewards you for helping them to sell. And so yeah, this is one way, just like I think that's like the easiest way to explain it, how you can make money just by sharing products you love with others. So I think each of us is daily clicking on it, is daily in contact with it. And of course, it comes also in different forms and shapes. So I believe that learning should be fun, accessible, and inspiring. And that's why I created this podcast, to bring you easy to understand insights, but also expert interviews and real life experience from the industry. And also, I want to give people a platform to share knowledge and to share experience and to share the stories, to empower other people to thrive in this field, because I feel it's still like still not perfect. And I also broke it a bit more down for you, so you have like a clear idea what you can expect in this podcast, because every episode will be different. And I think that's nice about it, because I also want to bring a bit of, to bring different people together. So first of all, it's going to be, of course, educational content, explaining the key affiliate marketing concepts in different ways, in a simple way. And yeah, to achieve this, I'm always reaching out to old faces and new faces in the industry to bring fresh perspectives about this topic. And also, as I already said, real experience is also part of it. I share my own lessons, challenges, and success stories because, yeah, let's be honest, fit marketing isn't just about wins, it's also about learning from failures because not everything is growth opportunities and perfect options. It's also making mistakes, learning from mistakes. I've also made mistakes in the past. And yeah, to be honest about them and to also see it as like growth opportunities and to not be so hard on ourselves and how we can also deal better with these emotions or like yeah, how to reach out better. And of course, I also want to give practical tips, actionable advice you can apply to your own affiliate marketing journey, or if you're already having a brand or a company, or you're an influencer or whatever. I think it's just very nice to just learn from others. So we will cover topics like how to start an affiliate marketing, common mistakes and how to avoid them, different affiliate marketing models, best tools and platforms, how to grow as an affiliate marketing, and also trends. So for those who have been already tuning in the last few months, this podcast exists now since October, so it's been 5 months, and we've already discussed topics such as voucher marketing, cashback, podcast marketing, and I was also talking about affiliate trends in 2024. I will also have for sure episode about affiliate trends 2025 and just in general the different opportunities. I can already say that I'm planning already the next episode for March. So I'm planning a woman in affiliate marketing episode. So as we can see, I'm always also trying to bring different topics into this. So I think the International Women's Day is a perfect opportunity to also raise this awareness for women work in affiliate marketing, their experience. So yeah, I'm going to focus on these topics as well. And I'm really, really excited and hyped to grow this podcast. So I think you might have an idea now what this podcast is about. And also I'm going to talk a little bit about my target group. Because I think what we learned in marketing is that it's really important to have a target group, because if you don't have a target group, everything is just chaotic. And then you're just talking to people and maybe you have one person from the target group you want to reach and then 50 other people you don't even want to reach. So yeah, I really want to reach everyone who is interested in affiliate marketing. So whether you're a complete beginner or you already have experience, students, young professionals looking to enter the industry, also like business owners who want to leverage affiliate marketing, marketer looking to improve their skills. And yeah, I think that was it from my side. I really want to take these few minutes to talk to you, to explain it, and to give you an idea. And I'm really, really happy. And yeah, I'm really, really looking forward for this year. For me, it was really important to stream not only on YouTube and Spotify. So you can just go on the @format Instagram channel and then there is a link tree where you can see all the different platforms, streaming platforms. So please check this out and just see what's the most comfortable or your favorite streaming platform. So I'm very happy for every support, subscribe so I never miss an episode, share it with friends, share it with colleagues, share it on your LinkedIn, text me also on LinkedIn if you have an idea. I'm really happy just to, yeah, to talk to much people as possible. And of course, I'm also very open to feedback. So if you have to tell me something about this podcast or yeah, just to share your thoughts, I'm very open for it. So I will also put all the social media channels in the info box so you have access to it. And yeah, I think this is it for today. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day or a starting day whenever you're listening to this podcast. And I'm really excited to keep growing Affiliate Dialogues. So have a wonderful day and hear you in the next episode. Bye bye.